in the club at Squat Fest. I can't get over the lighting in there, man. Tausch is live at Camp Randall Stadium, where Squat Fest 2024 is occurring with all the LED lighting and some big-time weight being thrown around. Tausch, who do you got with you now?
We have some of the wideouts. And you think squats, you think wideouts, right? That's kind of how it always goes. Mm-hmm. Quincy Burrows, Will Pauling, joining Wilde and Tausch from Squat Fest. So, fellas, I know you got a little time coming up off, so we appreciate your time spending with us. All right, give us the scoop. Who squatted more? What's the competition like amongst the wideouts as far as were you the leader of the pack as far as who squatted the most? Because, you know, Quincy said, well, you're an old man. You're going to have a little more old man strength.
Well, first, thanks for having us on. But, I'm more the veteran in the room. I've been living with Coach Brady for a while now. So, no, I can move a little. I can move a lot of weight. And I feel like I probably was the leader in the room today. But everybody in the position rooms, like, they've been getting after it all summer. So, it's exciting to see.
Quincy, what was it? You 100 pounds less? Where were we at with you're trying to catch Will?
Yeah, man, I was about 100 pounds out, man. I mean, I'll be there soon. I ain't going to say.
You don't think so?
I ain't going to be there soon.
No?
I'll be there soon. I can lift the weight for sure.
So, you know what? Wideouts are a different – it's just a different breed, man. And how do you – you know, because you guys are going to push each other. Do you guys bust each other's chops maybe if you're not at the stem of a route doing it? Will, as a leader of that group, how do you kind of look at that? Because you want to have that fun camaraderie, but you're also – there's a seriousness to it. How do you approach that?
I mean, yeah, that's always you want to make everybody better, and if you gotta bust each other's balls a little bit, make a little bit of trash talking, and get the best out of each other. That's what we're gonna do because we want to be the best that we can be, and we're gonna do whatever it takes.
Yeah, I think the same, man. I think a lot of it has to do with just knowing your teammates and knowing who can handle you know me and Will, we boys, so Will might say some things that he might not be able to say to everybody else to me. And, I mean, I get it. I might laugh about it, And sometimes, when it's time to get serious, it's time to get serious. So it just kind of depends on the room.
Absolutely. All right, so you have a new quarterback come in. What's it been like so far? And from a wideout standpoint, how much conversation – Will, you had a great year last year. How much conversation is there when you're open? Do you come back and say, hey, I beat him? How do you balance that? Because you don't want to – obviously, you want to be doing what's right, but you also want to make sure that when you get yourself open, you're going to get the ball.
Yeah, for me, it's never really. That's really never the case for me. I just know if I'm consistently putting the right things on film, Tyler is going to see it, Braden's going to see that, and the more they see that, the more trust they're going to have in me and whoever's out there making plays or just being open on the field. They're going to see that, and they're going to have trust in those guys.
Guys, when I saw both of you were coming on the show, I was like, wait a minute. These guys, you just said it, Quincy. You and Will are boys. You guys came here together from Cincinnati, right? You guys
Correct.
Both transferred together?
Correct.
How far do you, like, can you give us a glimpse into that friendship? Because, as you mentioned, you bust each other's chops from time to time. But what's that both competitive relationship and friendship relationship like?
So I guess I can start it off. When I first got to Cincinnati, Will was actually my official visit host when I first got there. So that's kind of how the relationship growing. And as we went to Cincinnati.
And you still went.
Yep, still went.
Hey, but you got to take this into account. So I'm a year older than Quincy. So when I got to college or when I was going into school, it was COVID. So I didn't have my official visit. So when I got to school and they said, I'm hosting an official visit, I was like, no, I need to have mine too. So instead of being his host the whole time, I had to make sure I had a little bit of fun too. So that's kind of where that relationship started. And ever since then, just throughout that first season together at Cincinnati, we just kind of grew a little bit closer. Then obviously Coach Fick gave us the opportunity to come in here and play ball for him. And ever since then, he's like a brother to me. I don't think blood can make us any closer, honestly.
Yep.
We can go to each other about anything, pray to each other about anything. And yeah, it's my guy for sure.
Yeah, so, kind of like that big brother, little brother relationship. Sometimes the big brother beats up on the little brother, but I'm going to go get him every time. every time.
So how much did it help you guys? From the outside looking in, we're watching college football, and guys are moving around all the time, right? Tausch just mentioned the quarterback change you guys have. How much did it help you guys in your transition from Cincinnati to Wisconsin that you did have brothers together, the two of you, to make that transition together?
Yeah, definitely. Transfer portal is really, really – it's a crazy thing, and obviously a lot of people don't get the same experience in the transfer tour as we did. Obviously, we were blessed enough to come here with a familiar coaching staff that knew us, and mm-hmm. we knew them. So they knew what they were getting out of us, and we knew what we could expect from that coaching staff. And everybody can't say that. So I feel like just having that familiarity and just then having each other as well, just to lean on, I feel like that really made the transition a little bit more smooth for us. But I know Quincy's all the way from Florida, so it's a different beast for him. So he can probably touch on that for you.
Yeah, for me, I would say Will definitely like made me a little more confident in my decision. I know when I first made the decision, I was like, "Oh, Wisconsin! Wow, Wisconsin is so far from home."
I mean, did you think Wideouts don't get the ball? They run the ball all the time.
Well,
yeah, I don't know if he could point on a map where Wisconsin was if you asked him a year ago.
But yeah, that was. I remember, I'm not gonna say any names, but at one point in time, that was someone's argument for me not to come here. And you know, Coach Phil Longo was here, and I kind of did some research on him and the things that he was going to implement here. And I think, just like you said, the familiarity of the coaches. And then when I seen Will jump on board, I was like, okay, all right, maybe this is not a bad decision after all. And, you know, since I've been here, it's been one of the greatest decisions I've ever made.
All right, so, Quincy, we'll get to you in a second. But, Will, since you brought it up, the idea of – or Tausch actually brought it up – but the idea that this is running back you for so long, right, and so many great offensive linemen have come out of here, like the guy you're sitting with. The fact of the matter is you guys had a hell of a lot of really good wide receivers in your room last year. You got it again this year. You obviously emerged and had such a good season. But how different – how wide receiver friendly is this offense? Because for us older folks that have been watching Wisconsin, it looks a lot different. And we see the ball get thrown around a heck of a lot more than when Tausch was in college or when I was in college at Wisconsin.
Yeah. So, obviously, the game of football is changing. Obviously, we have talent in the receiver room, but also we have talent in the running back room. And if Chaz is high, Tawi is high, whoever in the backfield is toting the ball, and they're running hard. That Coach Fick's walking by.
You know he. You know Fick is nervous. This is the time of the year coaches are most nervous. You guys get a little 8-10 day break,
oh, yeah.
And I know coaches. This is the time of the year they're like, man, I hope I don't get any text messages after 12.
You don't want to go nowhere.
Oh yeah. But like I'm saying, like college football is changing so much, and we have so much talent on the team. And Coach Longo doesn't care if we have to run the ball 40 times or throw the ball 40 times to win a game. We're all chasing the same goal, and whatever we need to do to get that goal is what we're going to do.
Well, Coach Fickell doesn't have anything to worry about. You guys haven't said anything problematic. Other than maybe.
Not yet. Yeah, we're going to turn it over. They're actually going to host their own segment. So I don't know if they know that yet, but that's we've Uh-oh. Heard great things about your guys' chemistry. So we're just going to say, Jason and I are going to take a little break. We'll let you guys roll.
Sounds okay. Like a great idea.
LeBron and Bronny, what do you guys think?
I'm Bron. I'm LeBron, though. He the baby Bronny.
You all right with the fact that, you know, LeBron?
I'm going to be honest. When I seen it, I was a bit naive about the whole situation. Like, I mean, of course, Bronny's his son. But I was still surprised when I seen him get picked up by the Lakers.
It's got to be so cool for LeBron to be able to. Yeah. I just don't know if I'm Bronny, if I'm that excited about it.
I don't know how he's going to be received in the locker room, honestly.
LeBron's going to say, hey, you're going to take care of my guy. If you don't, you're going to be hitting the road.
You're going to be out of here. But, yeah, it'll be interesting. I think it's cool. I don't know. If I was LeBron, obviously, I'd be super happy with my son on the team and just chasing his dreams, and now we're doing it together. So
that'd be cool.
It's a blessing for that family.
Yeah, that's definitely something that may not ever happen again. The fact that it's happened is, like, that's amazing. So I get chills thinking about it and playing with your pops. That's crazy.
Well, I can't wait for you guys to have your own podcast that'll be part of the NIL deal for
you. Oh, matter of fact, stay tuned because – we got some stuff planned.
Can you tease a little bit more, or is that all you're teasing?
All right. Well, if you guys follow the Badgers football team, you guys know that me, Quincy Burroughs, Ricardo Hallman, and Darryl Peterson, we're all tight, and we're always having fun. So we're gonna let the fans get on a little bit of our lives a little bit. We're going to talk to the fans and get some other student-athletes involved. Maybe Anna Schmeck over there, get her involved a little bit. She doesn't know it yet. But
she doesn't even know it. She's doing it. That's nice.
But she's going to be involved in it, too. Okay. Isn't that right, Anna? Say yes. Just say yes.
Is this not a formal invitation?
Yeah, don't commit to anything unless. How would you guys do if you played volleyball? If you guys were playing against, if they put their squad against your best squad, how's that game going?
This is actually crazy. I didn't know I was good at volleyball until like a couple weeks ago. I went to this camp and we had like a volleyball competition. And I was playing really good. So if you tried to spike it at me,
You lost points by just saying spike.
All right. If she tried to kill it at me. If she tried to kill it at me, I was bumping it, sending it. She's tall, but I can jump with her.
You can out-jump. You think Comparatively, you think you can outjump her?
Yeah.
The platform.
All right, I'm gonna take back what I said about you.
I'm not
saying anything controversial.
How fun would that be? Where you guys put together a team and go play in a scrimmage?
Yeah,
I would be fascinated.
That
to
might
watch
be part of the content. We
that
got
might
for the
be
fans.
Part of this content that you guys need to put out.
They may have better skills than us, but I think competitively we're just gonna edge them out.
Yep.
Let's find a way.
Dang, and I don't know if you're gonna take that.
Yeah, you gotta find a way.
That's what I was saying here.
I'm taking the gals. I'm just going to say that. I'll take the gals.
All right, save this clip.
Yeah.
Save this clip right
we'll
here.
Take.
Clip that.
All right, so what's going to look different, do you think, now that you're in year two? Because there were some growing pains last year, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But now I think everybody understands where Phil's going with the offense. Will, you had a great year, but now, hey, we need more.
Right.
That's what's going to be. What do we expect, I think, offensively in this year's version of this team?
I think the first thing – comes to mind for me is just consistency, doing it week in, week out, and not just doing it for games one and two, but just being great and then holding that level of consistency and just holding everybody to that standard. That's going to help everybody enhance everything we're doing, offensively as well as defensively.
I think, like we said, Will's a great playmaker, but it's going to take a collective. You know, guys like me, Bryson Green, Vinny Anthony, CJ Williams, Tyrell Henry, Joseph Griffin, you know, guys Trez Kekahuna as well. Like, we're all going to have to play a piece in it as well, you know what I mean? Especially when you got Will putting up big numbers like the way he has and the way he's going to continue to do. You need guys that's going to actually be able to compliment him and just make plays and kind of make the quarterbacks look good. So I think that's going to be the big thing for this year, just like you said, consistency. Everyone's just making plays, and I think now that we have a better grasp of the offense and we know where we're expected to be, big things are ahead.
Quincy, what are your expectations?
I'm just ready to make some plays, man. I'm ready to light it up out there, man. I'm just excited for the season. You know, you guys are going to see me on Saturday.
All right. We get to see off the field. We're going to see on the field. Jason, you got anything else?
Well, no, but I'm really eager to see this content.
This volleyball match is going to be – you guys put this together. You're going to be able to – this needs to happen. I don't know who you're all going to figure out who you think can play. Where do you think most of the guys for playing volleyball are going to – you think it's going to be wideouts and corners, or do you think there's – is there room for an O-lineman?
No.
Okay, I didn't think you'd put
O-lineman. No disrespect.
Not offended.
But I'll let you
you're
know
telling me Riley at 6'7 can't go up and block?
He might just need to wall up. That's what we have.
All right, so who's on the squad?
I feel like we might have a person.
You're going to do a little tryout?
We might have to hold a little tryout.
We'll probably have a tryout.
We'll definitely be on the team.
of course.
We'll be on the team. I think we got to have Austin Brown might have to be on the team. Austin Brown's an athletic freak.
Okay.
Rico might get cut. Rico might get cut from
the team. If he's on your show, you can't cut him.
Yeah, he could be.
Actually, he could commentate.
Yeah, commentate.
Because if you can't play, you commentate.
You
that's
go.
One thing you learn as this business continues on.
I ain't gonna lie, Tretch and Moy. I mean, just from the islands, they might just get a beard.
What else are you guys doing at the house? I can't imagine. It's just got to be a ton of fun. Like, what are you guys gonna be putting out content wise now that our audience, they're gonna definitely subscribe and get in?
Oh, yeah.
What are we gonna be getting?
A little bit of everything, man. Thing. I don't want to put too much.
You guys play like Dungeons and Dragons?
No, none of that.
Nice.
We just like being ourselves. So whatever, like, we're just showing
who's the chef? Who's the cook in the group?
Don't get us started with that.
What?
You know I'm gonna take me every time.
Q.
Listen,
what's your dish? What are you making?
It's one of those things.
Everything
like,
he knows how to make, I'd have taught him how to make better.
No. It's one of those things like what don't I know how to make? I think that's the question.
What don't you know how to make? What's your specialty?
Make.
If you're saying I'm gonna wow, you know somebody. What are you making?
What it is, Will?
What?
You know what it is. Say it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, I made some jerk chicken. Ooh,
oh my gosh.
Okay.
Listen here.
It's not that good. Is that what you're saying?
Is it spicy?
Is it spicy?
Wow.
It's not even jerk chicken. It's just spicy chicken, man.
What is this? Are you guys going to put – because once the season starts, it's not going to be easy to make content.
Right.
When is this stuff coming out?
We're going to try to have some more lined up once we get back from this break. Use this break to kind of get everything finalized, get situated with everything. Then
love it.
Start trying to roll stuff out before camp.
Okay.
Hey, quote him. Don't quote me. Quote him. So if it doesn't fall through, this is on Will Pollard.
Hey, this right here, this – y'all can clip this too. I'm getting it going.
We'll just clip the whole thing. How's that?
If you guys need help, don't ask Tausch. We've got people that'll be able
to
help
big
you
ideas.
More than him.
You guys have big ideas. You got to find somebody that can execute.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's the problem.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you to Will Pauling, wide receiver / libero. and Quincy Burroughs, wide Spiker. Receiver.
Boy, you should have seen Anna's
hitter.
Face when he said Spike. She looked like you guys are idiots. legit. And I could tell you, just in body language, Aaron, any sweat coming off her with this matchup of the whatever team these two guys put together. I feel very confident in that.
Fellas, this was really fun. We appreciate you. Thanks for the time.
Appreciate you guys. God
appreciate
bless
you guys having us. God
you
bless.
Bet, man.
Oh, my.
That took a lot of – there's a lot of turns in that conversation.
It was a journey. There's no doubt about it. And we're eager for the volleyball matchup. I still can't believe Will threw Quincy under the bus on his geography. That was talking about two brothers.
I'll tell you what. That's
other.
The beauty of locker room and camaraderie. You can do that, and everybody's good.
All
thanks,
right,
guys.
We will continue live from Squat Fest at Camp Randall Stadium. Want to remind you, and I was actually thinking about David Gruber this morning. I wondered if he could help us understand the process that this lawsuit that the NFL just lost in terms of Sunday Ticket. I'm curious, are they going to have to pay that right away? Are there a bunch of steps that they still have to go through and appeals and everything else? Well, he can help us with that and learn more about the law, but he also can help you if you've been seriously injured in an accident. So make the call. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Or go to the website, gruber-law.com, to find out more. Gruber Law Offices, one call, that's all. More live from Squat Fest. It's Will Dean Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
I remember the nights when we were young, dumb, and wild, and free. When I closed my eyes, I could see you in my sweatshirt, dancing around that college bar. These days I don't know where you are, but I get to keep these memories forever. Thinking about that night, we bought long seats, but we
you're kind of a stuffster over there.
What do you mean?
Well, you kind of you pointed out Anna was there, and then the next thing you
well,
know,
she's here.
We're setting up a competition and
she works with us.
I know she's on our team.
Yeah,
and we are the official radio home of Wisconsin volleyball, but.
How bad does the women volleyball team beat this cast of characters that whatever Will puts together?
I think Will's team would score a few points.
I was going to say, do they even score a point?
Yeah, I don't know what I'm telling you right now. We do. There's a lot of charity events, a lot of stuff. You know, golf tournaments and you know racket, whatever it might be. I don't even know what else you do besides
racket
golf tournaments. Croquet, different things.
Big charity racketball.
I meant to say softball games. There's all these fun things.
Close.
This would be fantastic, and I'm gonna, you know, kind of tell Anna that this is something that needs to happen. This would be beautiful to watch.
Yeah, I the level of dominate. I know those guys are fantastic athletes. But not everyone is able to segue from football to tennis like
no,
you
but
can.
It's fun when people think one thing and then they are humbled. And that's what's going to happen here. And it'll be really fun to watch it unfold.
I am curious, do they have size? Like you mentioned, maybe bringing in an offensive lineman. But I don't know. Do they have somebody that can get up and get above the net? At that size?
I don't know. I'm not 100% sure who. Like, when I said Riley Malman could play, Will looked at me like I was crazy. Like, there ain't no old lineman ever playing any volleyball. And I kind of get that. So we got Luke Fickle who's going to join us, and maybe he can help us figure this out.
Oh, boy.
The boys just – what do you do with your guys when they put themselves out there in a situation you know is not going to end? Well, they think that they could beat the – women's volleyball team who's top five every year for the last 5 years. And Will is convinced that he could piece together five other dudes and go and take these guys down. I mean, it's crazy talk. Which team? Yeah. No, you're not. Yeah. You don't want to coach a losing operation. So, yeah, I would agree with you. So, coach, Squat Fest's second year of it. Intense. How would you, I mean, why is this an important thing for your program?
They work so hard, and you know that. I mean, the weight room for us is a lot. And I mean, just in the way you develop the environment, the culture, the attitude, the mentality, that's what that room is about. It's not about the numbers that they lift. It's more about how do you back yourself into a corner and how do you continue to battle to fight to get out. And this is one of those days where you do that, but it's a lot of fun, and you get to challenge guys in different ways. You get to see guys be challenged in different ways, but you really get to see how guys kind of come together, and I mean that as a whole, because the offense will go and the defense will go. So you see a lot of things that you don't see on a, you know, throughout the summer because you do it in smaller groups. So to me, it's a great day, but it's a great day for those guys because they love to work and they love to finish up a Friday and earn the weekend.
Get a little weekend off, and I know I'm betting you're nervous. Like, this is the time of the year when you let your guys go.
Yeah.
You want them to go have fun, visit their family, but I'm guessing this is the time of the year. I know NFL coaches, when they let them go from mini camp until they report, it's always, man, I just hope I don't get a text message at 1 o'clock in the
morning. We want to make sure we know who they're with and where they're going to be at. And, you know, there's a balance. You got to have trust. So it's not like you can keep them the whole time. We want them to be able to have that ability to, you know, get away a little bit. But, you know, when they are back home, sometimes they're not always around the people that are have invested the same things. And not that they're with bad people. It's just you get into situations, you don't recognize your surroundings. Not everybody has the same thing invested into what they're doing and what you're doing. And so you're right. When they're away, that's the time I think all of us coaches worry the most.
How much different is this year's Squat Fest than last year's?
I don't know. I mean, each and every year takes on its own little personality in some ways. But I think it's different because they got a little bit better idea of what to expect, you know. And then they are, in year two, I think they've recognized, you know, not that we're just training different. It's that we're training for a mentality. We're training for an attitude. We're training to be able to do what we need to do, you know, throughout the entire season. I think that in year one, even in the Squat Fest, I don't know if you really knew what you were training for, right? In a lot of people's minds, you're training to get stronger. You're training to put up some different numbers. You're training to run a 40-yard dash, and that has nothing to do with what we're really training for. And so I think the whole second year of training, like Squat Fest, guys recognize what it is that we're training for, and you can feel and see a little bit of a different attitude to it.
So who we always look at year two, and if it's NFL or if it's not, guys making big jumps. Mm-hmm. Who are the guys that from the bowl game to now you are really impressed with?
Well, I would probably say first, defensively, Jake Chaney. And Jake kind of bounced back and forth from the Will and the Mike positions. But really, to be honest, with the last couple weeks of the season and the bowl prep, he took the leadership role that, you know, in a lot of ways we wanted, that type of leader, that type of voice, along with obviously Hunter. But Hunter, you know, was on a little bit of a different, you know, I'd say pedestal, but he had played a lot of ball. He had been a starter. He had been a guy that everybody talked about. And I just think what Jake Chaney has done from about the last couple weeks of the season through bowl prep up until now is incredibly impressive. You know, and you flip sides on the other side, and there's a lot of guys that you know. You know, Will Pauling had a great year. He continues to do a great job. His leadership has, I think, gone off the charts. He's done a phenomenal job.
I realize he's so funny, too. You know, he's putting out a reality show with him and his crew.
Well, when they asked me some of that, I said, who could do the best impersonation? I said, well, I can assure you that Will and Quincy are
they definitely think they do.
They have the personality to do it. But I would say Jack Nelson's has had as good a off-season from kind of that last end of the bowl game, you know, until now, just you know, in a lot of ways. And a guy that obviously has played a lot of ball, had a lot of expectations. But I just think he's kind of really grown and taken off in a leadership role and in this role and here in this weight room. And that's what I mean by year two of understanding what it is that we're really training for. We're not training for those numbers. They come and they look better. But we're training for a mentality. We're training for an attitude. We're training for a way that which we want to play.
Talking with Luke Fickell from Squat Fest 2024. Is the lighting like that at all lifting sessions or just for Squat Fest?
It's really just this day. We don't get as much into the lighting and the theatrics. But the energy is not much different. I mean, really, if you come in here on a heavy squat day, you come in here on almost every single day. I mean, there's not a there's not a light day where they don't, you know, it might be a shorter, you know, it might be a 45-minute or 50-minute lift, but it's going to have the similar intensity with the similar type of pace, just not the theatrics of everything else.
Well, let me shift gears before Tausch has to point out that I don't spend nearly as much time in the weight room and all the other great things. I'm like his Quincy to his Will Pauling with the grief that I take from him. I am curious, though, you talked about year two. Well, it is year two for you and some of your guys, but obviously there are a lot of roster changes with the transfer portal. So what are the challenges to build on in year two when you're doing it still with a different quarterback and a lot of different pieces? How has that process been?
Well, I think the biggest thing about year two is leadership. And leadership is always important, but I think what I'm saying, like, even though we brought in some new guys and some guys that are going to play some significant roles, I think when you're in year two and you've established some leadership, I think it's a completely different mentality. It's a completely different program. And that's where, to me, more than anything, I feel really good about what it is that we're doing and where we're at. And we've mentioned the names, but the Hunter Wohlers and the Jake Chaneys and the Jack Nelsons and the Riley Malmans and those guys have really are different in what their leadership is like and what we even had last year. And for us, I think that's a really big thing. You know, we keep talking about the weight room. It's understanding what you're training for. It's understanding what you're practicing for. And, you know, the way you do anything is the way you do everything. You can say that, but until they recognize, until the leadership within, you know, that locker room takes, you know, takes charge of that, it's hard. And so with having those guys and really second year established leadership, I think the new guys coming in have a great opportunity to kind of, you know, be thrust into what it is and understand what the expectations are like.
All right, Luke, I want to get to Hunter Wohler in a second, but we had Ches Malusi on earlier, and I don't know anybody that couldn't root for that guy, right? I mean, he's overcome so much adversity. He's back for a sixth season, and I want to see him succeed beyond his wildest dreams. What I love about him, though, and I mentioned this to him when Tausch and I were talking to him, I've got a 13-year-old girl who is an athlete, and we talk all the time about adversity. When you have a guy on your team who has fought through the level of adversity, you just got done talking about leadership. What does a guy like that do for your team, both what he can do as a football player, but also what he can do for your locker room and your program?
No, he's a great example, and there's nothing will be better for us than to have Ches Malusi have an incredible year. And I don't just mean because we need a great running back. I just mean because when you got a guy that's an example of that, a guy that's gone through those things, a guy that, you know, things haven't been really smooth for him, and yet he keeps battling and fighting. He's an incredible example. And when those guys succeed, it's amazing how everybody else kind of falls in line. It's amazing how everybody else, you know, kind of almost humbles themselves recognizing the things that he is doing and what he's had to go through to get there. So his leadership, you know, as he continues to go and will be, you know, have an incredible impact on our team and our program. Obviously, his play will, but I think the more he plays, the better, more comfortable he is, the better his leadership will be. And I just mean that because he's not overly outgoing. He's not the guy that's going to be out there giving all the speeches and the talks, which is fine. But his example of what he's battled through resonates with those guys inside that locker room well more than anything you can say.
All right, I mentioned Hunter. I want to talk a little bit about him because not only is he a fantastic player, but he reinforces the fact that Jesse Nelson is in no way the most famous person from Muskego anymore. I am curious, what exactly does he do for you as a player, and what is his, I don't want to say ceiling, because who knows how high that can go, but he is a special talent. What does he do for that team?
Oh, he's a great leader. And when your best leaders are your best players that are your best workers, that's what gives you the best chance. And that's what I mean by, you know, every year is a little bit different, but for us and, you know, kind of what I expect, what we expect in our leadership is a little bit more aggressive, is a little bit more outgoing, is a little bit more, you know, I'd say confrontational at times. I mean, there's an expectation to how tough leadership is, and it's not like it's hard to learn. It's just it's hard to do sometimes because you're amongst friends and people like that. And what Hunter Wohler is and does, like we talked about with Ches, gives us an opportunity because he is one of your best players, if not your best player. He is one of your hardest workers, if not your hardest worker. And he is one of your best players, if, you know. And when those things combine together and all of a sudden he is a guy that kind of takes that leadership role and wants that leadership role, it means a lot. And to be honest, he's a better football player than he is in all this other stuff. You know, he tests well, and he's gotten – he's up to 215. I think he was, you know, 205 pounds last year. He's 213, 215. You know, he's running really well. He's all those things combined, but yet he's got the heart and he's got the football natural instincts that that he plays above even his God-given abilities.
All right, Luke, last thing for me, because we would keep you forever, and you've got more important things to talk to Tausch about. But last time we had you on, I think it was, correct me if I'm wrong, it was in advance of the Big Red Rally at the Italian Community Center in Milwaukee. And we talked about the menu and everything else. But during that conversation with us, Tausch asked you about Mike Vrabel. And if I heard the audio correctly, you suggested that you thought maybe you were just on, like, talking to Tausch in his basement. I actually
yeah,
do
I do
show
remember
from
that
basement.
Now that you mentioned that. Oh, I don't know. I thought that this was...
Yeah, I didn't realize until I saw the banner. I thought that he was just doing a,
you know,
just doing a show
out.
from his basement. And, you know, I see all the production that goes along with him. I'm like, how'd you guys bring him along like this?
It's a great question.
It's a struggle. Don't doubt for that for a second. But he did ask you about your friend Mike Vrabel, and it did get a lot of attention because the show is not just in his basement. So I am curious, has he come to visit yet? We obviously know that he's got a lot of history and a lot of accomplishments, but have you had him in yet for a visit, and what has he been able to do, if anything, as you embark on the 2024 season?
No, we have not. He kind of got I think he's got a little bit tied with the Browns now, and so he's doing some work with the Browns. We're still trying to see if we can't piece something together for camp. I don't really know his whole schedule for the Browns and the camp stuff that he's going to do. But I have visited with him. You know, for us, not saying we're taking a different approach to camp, but I mean, our game, meaning our schedule, is getting closer to an NFL schedule, even the times that you get. So I've kind of visited with him about, you know, how, you know, he put together the schedule, meaning for fall camp, for an NFL team, because I think we're closer. I don't we're not an NFL. I'm not saying that, but we don't have the numbers and the limitations. But when you look at the schedule and you're seeing week in, week out, you're seeing obviously game 3, game 4. I mean, you're going to have to be in a, you know, I think in a little bit different place. You got to be smarter with the guys you got and how you go about doing, especially fall camp. So I visited with him and picked his brain on some of that and some of the things that he would think are different dealing with, you know, the NFL schedule as opposed to what, you know, what we've always kind of done college-wise.
All right, Luke, last thing for me. I remember the video when you were coming in to Wisconsin. I went back and looked, and I saw, what were you doing, pull-ups on, like, a water pipe or something?
I don't know if I saw that.
Is it pull-ups in the locker room? It was in the locker room, right? You were at Cincinnati.
Yeah.
You were, like, doing pull-ups on, like, a water pipe.
It was after a game. Yeah, I was.
Okay.
Emotions.
Not crazy.
It was emotions.
Meatheadedness. What did you say?
So do you participate in Squat Fest? Because Tausch has got a balky knee.
Did you jump in there?
So he can't take part.
Some of the guys asked me, say, Coach, where were you for the squats? I'm like, if you didn't see me, you guys started at 7. I started at 6. I wanted to make sure that I was completely done by the time the bar doesn't really go on this back anymore. I'll mix in there with a few little things, but surely not a bar on the back. That's for sure.
All right, Luke. So everybody's got a little time off. Jason has no hobbies. What are your hobbies? I mean, football now with recruiting and re-recruiting and all the portals and everything else, there's not a ton of time. You have a little time. What are we doing?
Well, we're getting ready to go on vacation. This is the one vacation that we take is the July 4th week. So it's always been, you know, my kids' sports. That's kind of my was the hobby of getting away and have the ability to, you know, watch and do that. I know that doesn't sound like much of a hobby, but I also have picked up playing golf a little bit.
Okay.
I kind of quit playing for 6 years when I was at Cincinnati pretty much, and being here and you know, not saying having time, but I found the ability to sneak out at 6:30 or something like that with nobody around you pretty relaxing.
Yeah.
Even though as bad as I can be.
But nobody sees it.
But nobody sees it. Yeah. So other than that, it's you know, it's pretty standard. We're on vacation right now, and I'm going to be in here watching these guys work out.
So last one, you had a party, I didn't get invited to it, with Kelly Sheffield and Gardo, and Kelly Sheffield came and said his recruiting started, he's taken calls, his whole recruiting starts on a Saturday, he's had a pool party at your house, and he's got almost everything wrapped up on Tuesday, and I said, that has to make the other coach, Gardo, you guys had to be looking at it and say, I got to re-recruit and grind to do this in 3-4 years, and you're looking at it like this. Is there a little bit of jealousy as far as how this process
There was
goes?
A lot of jealousy as he walked away and picked up, like, the number one, number two player
we got
in the
three
country.
Of our top five, and we're done.
Yeah, just wrapped up a number two player in the country, and we offered her 2 days ago. I'm like, well, when you're top five every year and national champs, I guess you can do that. So, it was. It's we're trying to pick each other's brain a little bit and just learn. I mean, those guys have been around here a long time. And for me, for Mike Hastings, I mean, we're just kind of soaking it in and wanting to see all the things that they've done and what they've done to be successful, and also learning more about the culture and the, you know, everything about Wisconsin. And you can't just – you think you can learn it. You know, you can read a book, or you think you can – you know, study the history of, you know, football, but there's so much more to it and everything. And, you know, you sometimes forget about how successful those guys have been, and they're doing it in a lot of the same ways that we need to do it. So trying to learn from everybody. And so, yeah, we had a good time, but it does make you a little jealous when, you know, they can wrap things up pretty quick. I don't know if they put that standard 48 hours out there that they give them. That doesn't quite work for us.
Yeah.
But it was a good time.
Well, Luke, I can't thank you enough, not only for allowing Tausch to be in the club there with the lighting and everything for Squat Fest 2024, and for always being gracious with your time, but also for saying that your hobbies are exactly the same as mine. That should put an end to Tausch giving me grief that the only thing I do for fun is watch my kids play sports and do their activities.
See that basement?
It's okay for you.
He's in his basement like 16.
Well, I got to pick up pickleball with him. I keep hearing, but I'm waiting for the wrestling coaches and I to go play a few rounds because they've never done it either. So
get a little warm-up
it at least could turn into some type of battle with those guys until we get to people like Tausch that actually know what they're doing.
Yeah, let's do it.
Given the excuses he's been making about his balky knee, I think you can probably beat him right now. So, Luke, we appreciate you making time for us and letting us be part of Squat Fest. Enjoy your vacation, and we look forward to talking to you again when camp starts.
All right, guys. Appreciate it. Thank you.
How about that, Tausch? Same hobbies as me that I get teased for.
Yep, that's always – but as you notice, he's not always in his basement. And when he's working, he's out and about. But you and Fick, you guys are
very
pretty much the same
people.
Person.
Yeah, almost the exact same person. Exactly. Yep. All right. So is the squatting still going on?
No, I think Squat Fest is – I think we're almost wrapping up. I think they've done their squatting, and now I think they maybe did a little running, conditioning, and – I'm guessing, what is it, almost 11 o'clock? Yeah, I'm guessing it's probably about that time.
All right. Well, we will roll on from Camp Randall Stadium as Tausch continues with Squat Fest. Is anyone else – do we need to be prepared for further guests, Tausch? Because,
is what?
For someone who has said that he doesn't want to book guests, you've booked a lot of guests. Is anybody else – scheduled to appear?
Yeah, I think we're going to probably have Brady Collins on and potentially Hunter yet. I think that's kind of our plan.
Okay.
What time that's going to look like, I have no idea.
All right. Well, we will continue live from Camp Randall Stadium. Want to remind you that Steinhoffel's biggest 4th of July sale starts right now. Get the best prices of the season and amazing closeout deals and bonus buys like a Beautyrest Queen mattress for just $299 and dining tables and sofas for just $399. Plus, take an extra $100 off your purchase of $1,999 or more, and make it more affordable with Steinhoffel's 18-month 0% interest financing. Steinhoffel's biggest 4th of July sale is on now. So shop in-store or online at steinhoffels.com. More from Squat Fest as Tausch rolls on to Camp Randall. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
again to Luke Fickell for spending some time with us. Which, by the way, what a treat to hear him say that his hobbies and my hobbies are the same. You can make all the jokes you want about me being in the basement there, old T, but he loves his watching his kids play sports, and so do I. I also love Fleet Farm, and you know that I'm going to be stopping in at Fleet Farm to get everything I need for our 4th of July celebration, which is right around the corner. Shop on deals on grills and accessories, patio furniture, camping gear, and so much more. Make this year's 4th of July the best one yet with everything you need at Fleet Farm. And make sure that you shop the guaranteed best prices at Fleet Farm. They've got the lowest prices on all your favorites this summer. And if you find a lower price, they will match it. So you always make sure you save at Fleet Farm. Find deals on everything you need for your everyday life at Fleet Farm. All right, we need to play trivia before we have more Squat Fest guests.
We're doing squat trivia? Hopefully, like, who's got the strongest squat?
Jesse, what's today's
Or
category?
You don't know squat trivia? Stuff like
That's
that?
Actually, see, now that would have been a pretty good
That
would
have been good.
But what are we going to, like, what did Chesmalusi lift today at Squat Fest? Like, that's not a test of your knowledge. That's just fact-checking Twitter.
No, but I think you don't know squat for
Yeah,
squat
you don't
Fest
know squat would have been a really good. I hope it's not, like, pirate trivia or some. What do you got, Jesse?
Tier 1 Tyler presents Craig Council Trivia.
Okay. Tier 1 Tyler gets a lot of leeway with me, so I'm good with that.
In celebration of the Cubs returning to AmFam Field for the Rivalry Part 2 this weekend.
Okay.
Does Tier 1 Tyler...
Is it really a rivalry now? 11 games up, they're just in the gutter down there. God,
that is just a shame.
It's almost as if they lost to the Oakland Athletics.
Is it possible? I know I've asked this before. Is it possible old boy could be a saboteur? People are saying. I'm not saying. People are saying.
Okay.
Well, that's what the media does know, Jason. People are saying. Well, who are the people?
That. Yeah.
I've heard on Twitter, and it's not, I know Craig Council's not.
Wait a minute. You did this yesterday
it's
with
my
Justin
it's
Garcia.
My saboteur.
That everyone's comparing A.J. Johnson to Giannis, and Justin Garcia said he hasn't seen anything
That's
like that.
That's what needs to start happening more. You got to push back.
He
well, who said this?
You.
I don't know. Some dude on Twitter said it. Okay, well, that's not really – I don't think that's a viable deal. Saboteur.
Uh-huh.
I really just like saying saboteur.
You do. Well, you're also a saboteur of our clock because we had decided what we were doing.
Well, let's
and
go.
Now you've got questions.
Get trivia.
All right.
Saboteur trivia.
Council trivia. Jesse, what number did Craig Council wear when he was with the Brewers?
Oh, gosh. I don't remember.
Being a big fan of Craig Council.
9, was it? 11?
No, definitely wasn't 9.
I don't remember.
All right. So we'll take
30,
caller 9.
30. Yeah, he might have been 30.
We'll take caller 9. I do believe it
Why
was
are you just
30.
Randomly throwing numbers out? Like, you have no idea.
Well, Eli Manning. What number did he wear?
Yeah. Kurt Warner. No, that's not what number Kurt wore.
I've tried to remove my memory of Craig Council. As
Jesse,
best
what
I can.
Number was your bowling jersey at Muskego?
We didn't have numbers, Tausch. That's not how they do it in the bowling circuit.
All right. Caller 9 for Larry Heisel, Greg Brock. Trying to think of some other number 9s in Brewers history. Caller 9 right now, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. We will play trivia next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Wisconsin's all-time sack leader is finally a Hall of Famer.
Dollar led the big can, always revved up to come off that corner.
Congratulations to ESPN Madison's Tarek Saleh, proud member of the UW Athletic Hall of Fame Class of 2024.
Trivia. Let's welcome in our contestants. It is Clem in Brownsville. Clem, good morning. How are you?
Doing well. How are you doing, Jason?
I am great. Clem sounds like an old man's name. You don't sound like an old man.
No. Well, I feel like an old man.
Bad knee, Clem? How would you squat?
Not doing a lot of squatting these days?
No.
OK.
Okay. All right. Well, you may not be doing squatting, but hopefully you're getting questions right in Wilde and Tausch Trivia. The category presented by Tier 1 Tyler is Craig Council Trivia. Question number one is this. Why does Jesse Nelson hate Craig Council so much? No, that's not it. All right, here it is. As a member of the Florida Marlins in the 1997 World Series, Craig Council hit the game-tying sacrifice fly in the bottom of the ninth inning of Game 7 against which opponent? Was it against the Cleveland Indians, the New York Yankees, or the Chicago Traders?
Oh, like Los Angeles Traders would have been a better one there, no? Las Vegas Traders?
Yeah. What?
He's a trader with Chicago.
He went to Chicago. That's the
I understand, but
point.
The Cubs, that doesn't sound like traders. My bad, Clem.
All right. What was the first one again? I think it was the Yankees one.
Okay, so you want the Yankees to be your answer, not the Cleveland Indians slash Guardians slash whatever they are now.
Yeah, go with the Yankees.
Mm. I tried to help you out without helping you out there.
You steered. Are you sure you want to go with the Yankees?
Final answer. It was against the Cleveland Indians, at least according to Jesse's trivia, which is about 37.5% accurate.
That's not accurate. Liable for any of the facts involved in these trivia questions.
Yeah, I think that's an accurate assessment. All right, Clem. At which university did Craig Council play college baseball? Is it Indiana, Michigan, or Notre Dame?
Oh, let's see. I think it's Michigan. Let's go Notre Dame. I think that's what Pat Murphy is.
Yes, sir.
Indeed, for Pat Murphy. Yes, sir. Exactly. Well done. All right. Question three, Clem, is this. In 1995, Craig Council made his major league debut with which team? Was it the Colorado Rockies, the San Diego Padres, or the Florida Marlins?
Oh, I don't think he ever played for the Padres. I guessed wrong the first time, so let's go with the Rockies this time.
I like it.
Yes.
Clemmer.
All right, Clem, 2 for 3. That means you got 3 of the possible 4 entries into our drawing, which will be occurring later this hour. Congratulations, well done, and good luck in the drawing, buddy. Thanks.
Thank you very much, and make fun of Jesse for me. He begged me not to tease him about the trivia questions, so I don't know what that was all about.
Begged, Clem. I simply said that I'm not responsible for whether these questions were good or not. That's all.
Well, how about that? All right, Clem. Thank you for bringing that to light.
Clem also. Clem also threatened me to draw his name in the drawing later in the show, which I didn't much appreciate.
Do you know Clem, or is this new?
No, I have no idea who Clem is.
You guys got a pretty good little rapport, you two. You and Clemmer.
He seems like a backstabber, is what he seems like.
Wait a minute. Backstabber?
Wow.
You preemptively told the contestant that if the questions suck, it's not your fault because your best friend wrote
them. So you're backstabbing your best friend.
That's fine. At least I'm being honest to the trivia contestant by saying, hey,
no,
I'm watching
not.
Out for
There's
him
nothing
here.
Fine about that. All right. Clem, thanks for playing. Good luck. We will threaten Jesse on your behalf during the 11 o'clock hour.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Oh, we got our first Love You Guys.
That's the first one. Not a great week for Love Yous, by the way. Not a great week. Kind of disappointing.
That happens. Great week, though, for Fortrea, especially if you want to make like $50,000 by spending 2 months.
There's a lot of money to be made with Fortrea. And you know what? It's not just big folks that can do these studies. They have studies all over the place, ranging in dollar amounts and stays. Go to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. Couple different studies to pick up a little extra cash. Vacations. You want to go to Brazil, whatnot. Body mass index, 18.5 to 30. Study involves one stay, 11 nights, 2 follow-ups. You can grab $5,302 for your time and participation if you refer a friend. Another $300 per qualified referral. Again, head over to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. Find out what study fits for you, how much money you want to make, how many days you're willing to do it. All of those things, head to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. That's Fortrea, FORTREA, clinicaltrials.com.
We'll kick off the 11 o'clock hour with Tausch live from Squat Fest 2024 at Camp Randall Stadium in the weight room. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.